stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
And they have fully committed to me, says the Father God, and I have fully committed to them. For my remnant is important to me, and I tell you this, that in the last days my remnant shall stand, saith the Lord.
Yea, have I not said, look up, your redemption's drawing nigh. But I say unto thee, as been said, saith God, yea, I want thee to occupy till I come.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, before Jesus left this world, he promised to leave us with a comforter, as spoken of in John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And with this Comforter, Jesus also sends peace beyond understanding in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And Acts 2:38 tells us how to receive this great gift from our Lord. Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So, my friends, it is laid out very plainly for you. Do you want that comfort to get through what lies ahead? Come to Jesus now and receive it. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my friends. As Sister Sharon and I expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you, amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. We believe one person can make a difference. So just think of what can be done if you partner with us. Please pray about becoming a WOW, Walk on Water, WOW, Signs Radio Spiritual Sponsor. The need is great. This one man, one woman ministry needs your help. Write Box 122 today, won't you? The full address is heard at the end of this program. God bless you, our friends. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible titled, The Beginning of Sorrows. Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 through 8. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. My dear listening friends, just what are we constantly hearing today? Wars and rumors of wars being pronounced in a sadistic manner intended to trouble you, to scare you, to deceive you. See that ye not be troubled, my friends, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Let me say this, it is near though, very near. Because are we not seeing nation rising up against nation? Because are we not hearing about famine and pestilence or sickness and earthquakes and sinkholes and loud strange sounds in the air? My. What does all this add up to, my dear friends? That is actually quite simple. Have you heard me declare the end of days? The end times are not coming. They are already here. If you refuse to see the truth in that, you fit well into this verse. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. Jesus is speaking. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. The word ditch translates also as pit, and though I cannot prove it, I am quite sure Jesus was referring to hell. For as we know, hell is spoken of often as the pit of hell. Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I come upon thee. The day of the Lord is truly at hand. Get right with God while you still can. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:7.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
For upon the earth, saith the Lord, has come a time of trembling. A time of the birth of the new heavens and the new earth is close. For I say unto you, my children, keep your faith towards me. Keep your faith in the heavenly realms where it should be. Do not let your faith falter, for many faiths are faltering now and are coming around to the world and the world's ways. For I say unto you, this is not what I have called you to be. I have not called you to be a one world church. I have called you to be my church. I have not called you to be one in many religions. I have called you to be one in me, saith the Lord. So turn ye now to the straight and narrow way. Turn ye now before it is too late to turn. For I have called you and I have chosen you, my child. Even as you feel that right now within you, you feel a stirring, I have called you. Answer the stirring, answer the call, and come to me, saith the Lord.
It's not just any hour. It's not just any hour. It is the final hour, and it shall be the greatest of all my hours.
The false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand, my friends. Edwin P.A. has heard God and sent a WOW, Walk on Water, W-O-W, spiritual love gift to sponsor Signs Wednesday programming. Thank you, my friend. We truly appreciate you. You heard from God. You obeyed and mailed your Wednesday support love gift, helping the Signs bank account that pays for Signs programs, which is very low. Satan is always trying to close this program down. If you do not want that, send him notice with your love gift to Signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLE, New York, NY, 13797. That address repeats at the end of this program. Our friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, Friend or Brother? Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Temple groups have already practiced Passover sacrifice in anticipation of Third Temple. Jewish groups held a mock Passover sacrifice opposite the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The ritual slaughter was not merely a historic reenactment, but they say practices in advance of the reconstruction of the Third Temple. The various groups involved in the event were represented by Rabbi Yehuda Glick, who said that the ritual was carried out with as much biblical accuracy as possible. We took the goat, as the Torah commands. We had an altar built like the real one, and a cooking pit built according to halacha, or Jewish law, he said. We slaughtered the goat with levim singing and priestly clothing, just like the real Passover sacrifice. Watchman comment, my dear listening friends, wow, get ready. This is an end day sign. Oh my, come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Continuing. A public charter school in Massachusetts, USA, of course, turned a deaf ear to protests recently and followed through with performing a pro-homosexual play that mocks the Bible and has been blasted as blasphemous. Students from the Pioneer Valley Performing Arts Charter Public School, or PVPA, which serves 400 pupils, grades 7 through 12, in South Hadley, Massachusetts, performed the controversial play, The Most Fabulous Story Ever Told, a 1998 Paul Ruddock comedy that had a run in theaters in New York City. The Most Fabulous Story Ever Told alters the biblical book of Genesis to include homosexual couples, Adam and Steve and Jane and Mabel, in the Garden of Eden, as well as a rhinoceros that tries to seduce men on the ark, and Mary, the mother of Christ,
arguing she can't be pregnant because she's a lesbian. My, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Ah. Watchman comment. And you may have thought I was off when I have said this is a sick, sick, sick world. Well, I was not off. It is a sick, perverted, end times world. This is also an end day sign. Let me prove it with scriptures. Jude chapter 1, verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Luke chapter 17, verse 30. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Watchman comment, just how close do you think it is to the Lord's second and last coming? This rise in Sodom is an indicator, and Sodom is an abomination in the eyes of God. Continuing, Hollywood now seeks reincarnated kids. If you thought reality TV was beyond anything close to reality, there's a new series coming your way that just may prove you right. Two Hollywood producers are now conducting a nationwide casting call for children who have allegedly been reincarnated from other people. Watchman comment, I say it again. Just how close do you think it is to the Lord's second and last coming? Reincarnation is of the devil, folks. Continuing. U.S. Nuke Board warns of nuke explosion risk. Underground tanks that hold a stew of toxic radioactive waste at America's most contaminated nuclear site pose a possible risk of explosion. State and federal authorities have long known hydrogen gas could build up inside the tanks at Washington's Hanford Nuclear Reservation, leading to an explosion that could release radioactive material. The federal government created Hanford in the 1940s as part of the secret Manhattan Project to build the atomic bomb. Continuing, 1 in 4 believe the Obama may be the Antichrist. Stunning poll results reveal pulse of America. About 1 in 4 Americans suspect that USA President Barack Hussein Obama might be the Antichrist. More than a third believe that global warming is a hoax. And more than a half suspect that a secretive global elite is trying to set up a new world order. The study revealed that 13% of respondents thought Obama was the Antichrist, while another 13% were not sure. And some, at least, appeared to be open to the possibility that the Obama might be the Antichrist. Continuing. As you watch the tyranny unfold in America, you might be thinking to yourself, well, that doesn't affect me because I don't sell raw milk, own guns, etc., etc. But now the feds are raiding indoor gardens at gunpoint. The government hates people who grow their own food, meaning that everyone who covertly grows food in their own basement or garage is potentially a target for armed government raids. Case in point, state police and sheriff deputies in Kansas raided the home of Adlin and Robert Hart, two former CIA employees, in a fruitless search for marijuana, as a part of two-state drug sweep in conjunction with Missouri police agencies, all because they had bought supplies to grow vegetables inside their home. Watchman comment, hydroponic supplies can be used to grow almost anything, and they want you to take the mark, don't you know? Continuing, Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant leaked at least 120 tons of highly contaminated radioactive water from a storage tank. The leak was detected on one of 7 tanks that store water used to cool the plant's reactors. The company did not say how long the tank had been leaking. Also this, cooling system at the tsunami-damaged nuclear power plant in Japan that failed for the second time in a month. Power for the cooling system for a storage pool for fuel was down at reactor number 3, and there was no immediate danger from the breakdown, or so they say. Continuing. Deadly levels of radiation found in food 225 miles from Fukushima. Media blackout on nuclear fallout continues. New data released by Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare shows that once again the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster is far from over. Despite a complete media blackout on the current situation, levels of cesium-137 and cesium-134 found in produce and rice crackers located roughly 225 miles away from Fukushima radiation levels are high enough to cause residents to exceed the annual radiation exposure limit in just a few months, or even weeks. This suggests that potentially deadly levels of radiation are still affecting not only Japan, but possibly the rest of the world. Additionally, radiation levels continue to increase in lakes and rivers north of Tokyo. A recent poll found that more than one-third of all Americans believe radiation from Fukushima caused significant harm in the USA. This is likely due to the fact that high levels of radiation were observed in soil, water, and even food all across America in the wake of the Fukushima disaster. My. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Attention, attention. Here's a special warning to those in favor of gun control. Be careful what you wish for. If the government gains the power to override the Second Amendment, it will also presume it has the power to nullify the First Amendment. That means the end of free speech and all-out government control of the web, the airwaves, and much, much more. Continuing. Gun confiscation in New York State. Despite promises from the president and a host of other politicians who are pushing for more gun control, that nobody is coming for your guns, the confiscation of guns and gun permits has apparently started in some form in New York State. Apparently, the gun grabbing was triggered by something inside the New York Safe Act, New York's new gun law, that has a provision apparently mandating confiscation of weapons and permits if someone has been prescribed psychotropic drugs. Update. Whoops, the New York State Police admit big error in gun confiscation. In a surprising turnaround, New York State Police have admitted they made a mistake when they confiscated the guns and suspended the permit of an Erie County resident on the grounds of mental health. The New York State Police informing him that they had provided information on the wrong person when they had notified his office of someone whose permit should be suspended because of the new mental health provisions in New York Safe Act. The New York State Police informed Erie County Clerk Chris Jacobs that they had provided information on the wrong person when they notified his office of someone whose permit should be suspended because of the new mental health provisions in New York Safe Act gun law. Mr. Jacobs also said the law was written so badly that mistakes like this were bound to happen. Jacobs said, and I quote, "You have to go back to the drawing board, and I encourage the legislative leadership here in New York and mostly our governor to take a step back and say we didn't get it right. And let's change this." Close Jacobs' quote. Continuing. Cancer care rationing begins in America as cancer clinics turn away thousands of Medicare patients. Federal sequestration measures that came into effect on April 1st are making it impossible for many cancer clinics across America to administer conventional care to patients, and particularly to those on Medicare. Consequently, thousands of cancer patients with taxpayer-funded insurance coverage are being turned away, according to reports, as clinics simply do not have the capacity nor the funding to administer expensive pharmaceutical-based treatments such as chemotherapy. Watchman comment, "That might very well be a good thing, folks, as there is no such thing as a cure for cancer. Cancer drugs kill more people than the actual cancer does, don't you know? Many die of the side effects of the dangerous cancer drugs long before the cancer would have killed them, if it did. If they actually had cancer in the first place." Continuing. A rabbi in Israel claims to be a descendant of King David, and he wants to set up the Kingdom of Israel right now. Rabbi Yosef Dayan claims that he can prove he is from the lineage of King David, Israel's second king. And the rabbi wants to restore Israel from a state back to a kingdom, which he says the Lord has commanded in the Bible. Rabbi Dayan could be a candidate for the future king of Israel. According to this group of Jewish scholars, God has commanded the Jewish people, when they return to the land, other forefathers to set up the kingdom, wipe out the seed of Amalek, and then build their temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Watchman comment, "As I have said before, the building of the third temple is a last days, end time sign." Forget about this guy claiming to be the lineage of King David. My. Continuing. Alert! The Obama administration is aiming to arrest local sheriffs who back Second Amendment. with new gun laws popping up all over the country from Connecticut to Colorado, one cannot deny the country is dividing. Some places trashing their rights and bowing to the new orders, and other states standing up for personal liberty and responsibility. A civil war is brewing in the United States and has reached a new boiling point with a new Colorado law. This bill would give Obama's Secret Service vast new powers to arrest sheriffs and other law enforcement officers that defend the Republic's Second Amendment rights. This is definitely an arrogant move by the controlling globalists in the Obama administration. Continuing, PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is actually shopping for a drone that would stalk hunters. The group says it will soon have some impressive new weapons at its disposal to combat those who gun down deer and doves, and that it is shopping for one or more drone aircraft with which to monitor those who are out in the woods with death on their minds. The group says it will not weaponize the drones, but will use them to film potentially illegal hunting activity and turn it over to law enforcement. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for a devotional titled Friend or Brother. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs to help this program to stay on the air. And if you wish to remain anonymous, just send cash and leave your return address off. Either way, do not forget to pray over it, for then God is able to get it through. Amen. And please also pray for others to give as God spoke to you also, that He would speak to them. Wednesdays especially need your help. Are you ready to write? Here's the address. Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E, State is New York, abbreviate that, N-Y, Zip 13797. Thank you, and God bless you, all our friends. Will Sharon and I find your letter of support in Post Office Box 122 this week? It sure is always a blessing to hear from each and every one of our listeners, and only you can keep this Signs program on the air. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Friend or Brother. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. My dear listening friends, a careful reading through the life of the Apostle Paul will yield insight concerning those who surround him. In this brief devotion, I want to focus on two of Paul's friends, Luke and Demas. Luke was a true and faithful friend to Paul, staying with and supporting him to the very end of his life, even through the worst adversities. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. Then there was another friend whose name was Demas, about whom Paul wrote positively at first, Colossians chapter 4, verse 14, Philemon chapter 1, verse 24, but who did not remain faithful to the end. Paul records that Demas forsook him because he loved this present world, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. As the end of the age approaches, we also will be tested as to where our love lies, with the Father or with the world. The Apostle John writes, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." That's 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Did Demas lose his salvation? The Bible does not say, but he did lose his capacity to sense and express the love of the Father, which damaged his testimony, his spiritual relationships, and undoubtedly cost him his heavenly reward. The only worst thing that could have happened to Demas would have been that Demas tossed away his own salvation. What kind of friend will we be to Yahweh? Will we be faithful, or will we allow the love of this world to quench our fire and compromise our relationship with the Lord? Quenching, don't you know, is one of the six sins the Bible says we can commit against the Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. My dear listening friends, my advice to you is to be faithful unto the end. Don't quench the Lord's Spirit. Let it work in your life, and you will not regret it. Amen. And do not forget that Jesus, Yeshua in Hebrew, gave a warning to the end-time saints, saying, because iniquity abounds, the love of many shall wax cold. Become a friend like Luke, and learn what not to do from the life of Demas. Do not allow love for the world to quench your love for God. Don't forget, a true friend loves at all times. Amen. Get ready, the day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach all their call in the church service.
If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to bow your head right now. You need to make a commitment right now, because the day of the Lord is upon us. The day of the Lord is not coming, friend. It's upon us until the end time comes, and there'll be no more time, and you will be in the lake of fire without Jesus Christ. So bow with me today and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Cleanse me, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Cleanse me from my sin this day, for I shall be with you in all your honor and all your glory and all your might when you gather that great army and oppose the Antichrist and you battle Gog and Magog. It's going to be a great day. Hallelujah. And say with me today, Jesus, you're my Lord. Jesus, you're my Lord. Yes, Jesus, you're Lord of that one that just received him. Those ones have just prayed with me. You are Lord, Lord of their lives, Lord of all. Hallelujah. We ask you to contact this radio broadcast, contact Pastor Johnson, give him an email or something, and let him know that you heard this message. Praise his name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
My dear listening friends, because each science program is listener support. That is the only biblical way Signs can stay on the air, and Signs need your help. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to sustain Signs will be spoken in just a moment, and be assured your loving support is needed. But first, please remember to tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on WWCR Worldwide Frequency 4840, 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. That's Saturday, 9 p.m., 4840. Here is a note sent to Signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797 from Wisconsin. Hello, Brother Johnson. May God bless and keep you, my friend, as I watch every day the signs of the times all around me. Maranatha, and he included a love gift. Brother Johnson replies, thank you so much, my dear friend, for that blessing, and may Yahweh bless you also. Glory to God. Amen and amen. And another note from New York State. Dear Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon, just a little something to help out. Put it in a track to hide it. God bless you, my friend. Brother Johnson replies, my dear friend, Sharon and I were so blessed by your encouragement you sent. Please know that every little something goes a long way when combined with others to keep this program on the air. We love you, our friends. We need you as you, I pray, need us. Now, my friends, I'm about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen ready. Here it comes, very slowly. Are you ready? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. It is such a blessing to hear from every one of our listeners. Please pray about writing Sharon and I this week, and please remember to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. Now, we truly love you all.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.